Dictation for Catherine, Catherine. Laquiere, Laquiere, October 965. Addresses a letter to the Sarah, Sarah Johnson, Johnson, PA 231-832-7170. Dear Mrs. Johnson, follow up for Catherine, 60-year-old lady, chronic kidney disease, last visit a year ago. I review extensively all notes in the electronic records, including recent two admissions, with the last one early June this year, worsening weakness, severe dysphagia, has enlargement of the thyroid, voice abnormalities, choking frequently, acute and chronic renal failure, elevated calcium, with PTH suppressed at 20, although expected to be less than that, findings of pharyngeal esophageal dysphagia, recent diagnosis of vein thrombosis on the left side, anticoagulated with Eliquis. Needs to see a number of specialists, including endocrinology for high calcium, gastroenterology for severe dysphagia, ENT, physical therapy, occupational therapy, chronic neutropenia, hematology, appetite is poor. She has been taking Ozempic, frequent nausea, presently no vomiting, still choking, liquids and solids, dry cough, without sputum production, no increase of dyspnea, no chest pain palpitation, pleuritic discomfort, prior history of esophageal reflux and Barrett esophagus, denies diarrhea, constipation, blood melena, tongue decreasing the urine volume but no cloudiness of blood, presently no edema, no numbness, no gross claudication, no orthopnea PND. Review system done, medication list review, thyroid, ARV, Avapro, vitamin D125 that needs to be stopped, beta blockers, Norvas, off Farxiga, on Hydralazine Protanix, off Phenofibrate, off Insulin Lentas, off Januvia, on Crestor, Eliquis, Ozempic, vitamin D, calcium, multivitamin, next paragraph, present weight 140, previously 162, blood pressure running in the low side. Looks ill, hoarseness of the voice, no respiratory distress, no localized RALS, no pericardial rap, no gross abdominal distension, tenderness or masses, no gross edema or focal deficit. Next paragraph, last chemistry is available in the hospital, June 6. Creatinine at 2.25, representing a GFR of 24. The last 2025 fluctuating between 2.2 and 2.8, a normal sodium potassium acid base. Last calcium back to normal. Low white blood cell 1.6, anemia 9.4, normal platelet count. Has low neutrophils and lymphocytes. Because of the incidental jugular vein thrombosis, coagulation factor has been tested. Factor V Leiden, Leiden, is considered negative. Protein S and C activity is normal. Elevated homocysteine. Elevated activity of antithrombin 3 activity, not decreased. Repeat PTH hormone 43, and this was at the time of ionized calcium mild elevated at 1.49, being normal 1.4 or less. Anti-cardiolipin antibody is negative. Beta-2 glycoprotein negative. Normal A1C. Vitamin D25 less than 30 at 26. Normal B12, folic acid. Normal ferritin. Minor low iron saturation at 19. Low levels of zinc, 0.64, being normal 0.65 above. 100 of protein in the urine, no blood. No acute process on MRI of the brain. CT scan of the neck, soft tissue, no contrast. No gross lymph node enlargement. Does have bilateral carotid plaque. Side of being enlarged with multiple nodules. The side of is displacing trachea to the right, as well as mild, mild narrowing of the trachea. There is moderate spinal canal stenosis, C3, C4, C6, C7. Otherwise, all other structures appears normal. Prior kidney ultrasound a year ago, normal size without obstruction. No stones. Incidental fatty liver, no urinary retention, incidental simple bilateral renal cyst. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4. Presently, no indication for dialysis. Her symptoms are not related to uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis, or valve overload. If anything, she appears in the dry side. Blood pressure is not elevated. Recent hypercalcemia, etiology to be determined. PTH was relatively suppressed, although we expect it to be less than 20. She was 20s to 40s. All sources of vitamin D needs to be discontinued. There is anemia, leukopenia, lymphopenia that has been followed through Hematology Karmanos, K-A-R-M-A-N-O-S. The recent spontaneous jugular vein thrombosis, I wonder if related to the compression of the thyroid, anticoagulated without active bleeding. Chemistries will be followed. If persistent hypercalcemia, we are going to check for vitamin D125, PTH-related peptide, monoclonal protein. I don't see those testing through the hospital. Concerned about her severe dysphonia and dysphagia, needs to follow with all other consultants, as indicated above. This was a prolonged visit requiring extensive review records in the presence of the patient, reviewing those, educating patient, and plan of action, end of dictation.